You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Hey, I am excited to be here. It's Tabitha Stitt, the self-help psychic. And if you are new to this lovely podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am a psychic medium. I started off as a licensed school teacher, and then I went into Reiki, which is an energy therapy modality. And then I started seeing clairvoyantly some really awesome stuff. I didn't know what to do with what I was seeing, so I started working with another psychic medium, or a couple other actually, through a program called Mediumship Mastery, and it changed my life. So here we are. I've been bebopping around all day. I was lucky enough to go into my niece's school and be a guest mystery reader, which was awesome. And there were three clues that the teacher gave to the students in order to guess who was coming in. And my niece, Elsie, she didn't even know that it was me. One of the clues was that I believe in magic. And the kids would not stop asking me questions about magic. And it's interesting because for some reason, I was not anticipating that. I had no clue. So that was a fun surprise for them to ask me about magic. And it actually kind of, I was going to say put me in my place, but not in a bad way, in a very good way, kind of put me on my toes and helped me recognize, like, oh my gosh, what is magic? What does this mean? What is this all about? What is the meaning of magic? And it was fun to answer the questions. And interestingly enough, as soon as I pulled into the parking lot, the car behind me, directly behind me, so I was looking in my rearview mirror as I got done parking, and the license plate said hat trick. How hilarious is that? Now, that's one form of magic, right? So we have a performer, we have an entertainer who's doing card tricks, hat tricks, rabbit tricks, cutting you in half tricks. And that's certainly a kind of magic. There's another kind of magic where it's more about manifestation. It is about, you know, and it's so funny because as I say that word, there's like resistance there because the word manifestation is becoming kind of like, not cliche, but it's a little overdone. So we have to get back to the basics. We have to get back to what it really does mean to transform, to transmute, to transition into another position. We use the elements, we use the mind, the all, the almighty, the creator, the godlike essence of who we are. We are a part of God, we are a part of this universe, the stars, the everything. And so we have the willpower, we have the will, the option to create our lives the way that we dream them to be. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that something's going to turn out precisely to a T exactly the way that you envisioned it. And yet, if you believe in magic, you believe in the mysteriousness, the fun phenomenon of transforming whatever this is, so it shall be. And so it is. And so be it. Now, I'm not referring the kind of magic that is like poof, it's right in front of you. Although, there are instances of this as well. Table tilting. Those are forms of magic where the mind is the thing that is creating the transformation right before your very own eyes. It's also a blending of using what we don't see with our own eyes, such as the spirit world, the ghostly world, similar to using a Ouija board, similar to when a glass slides across the table, similar to these Wi-Fi, or not Wi-Fi, sci-fi. Well, maybe Wi-Fi has something to do with that. It's interesting. Wi-Fi, I guess, is a form of magic in itself as well. But these sci-fi books, stories, are they really sci-fi? Are they really science fiction? Or is science fiction actually science nonfiction? So it's all of these combinations of possibilities. But really, it's transition from one form to another. However that form or however that transition takes place, it's the transformation, it's the transmutation, it is the origin of change. So you have it within you, this element, this essence, this phenomenon of magic. It is you, it is your right to not only be magical and whimsical and spellbinding, but also to be magic. You are the essence of what magic means. Yes, baby. My little kitty cat, my mom's cat here. Her name is Alley Cat, and she's agreeing. Speaking of cats, the beautiful familiar of the witches, the common familiar, is one of the elements that we can use to help direct our magic. This is all for the good, all for the good. Now, there is magic that's not for the good. But that's the same as any profession, as any intention. It's the flip side, the other side of the same coin. There's good, there's not good, there's light, there's not light. The essence, I keep using the word essence, the tool of using compare and contrast to help us understand. So when we have two sides to something, which there is two sides of everything, there is a spectrum that we can align with. When we use this as a tool to help us understand, that in itself is the purpose, is it not? Or one of the purposes, to help us discover more of who we are, to help us align more with what we want, with who we want to be perceived as. It's using, and I say this in a positive manner, taking advantage of, also a positive manner, manipulating something to get our way, to help us achieve, to succeed, to be the person that we know that we're meant to be. It's believing in yourself, your gifts, your talents. See, the fun is in the mystery. We don't have all of the answers, but the secrets reveal many, 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 many. Really, the universal laws. It's all there. And these laws, I am beginning to believe, are really just scratching the surface, because they, too, are in a fun, mysterious, written way that also keeps us wondering and wandering and pondering and perhaps even second guessing. But when you begin to align your beliefs and energy with this godlike energy, with God, with the frequency, this positive nature, of the goodness of life. You begin to really tap into the ultimate. Yeah, right? The ultimate. The way in which you were intended to be. In my belief, and what I believe as Tabitha, is that we are here to be a light upon this earth. We are here to have an experience. We are here to live our lives the way that we have the free will to do. I am aware that we are born with certain circumstances. We are born in certain families. We are born in certain countries and communities. So, but the beautiful thing, and I'm trying to think of who quoted this, and I'm not going to actually say the quote because I don't remember the quote, but it's something along the lines of, we have these circumstances, but we also have the power to change our circumstances. And so that in itself is really the epitome of magic as well. Now is magic getting on a broom and flying through the night? Maybe in our dream state. Maybe in a form of levitation. Maybe in stories, maybe metaphorically, maybe truly beyond gravity. See, what is your definition of magic? What do you believe? What do you perceive? What do you feel? What do you know to be true? What do you want it to be? What do you want it to be? What do you want to be? What do you want to be perceived as? The truth aligns with who you are, the all, the mind. You are all of this. You are magic in itself. You can conduct magic. There are days when we don't feel aligned, right? There are moments when we don't feel aligned. There are fleeting seconds of time where we feel so out of control. We feel so distraught, heartbroken. And yet when we give ourselves a moment to witness this part of ourselves that probably is asking to be heard on a subconscious level, asking to be seen on a subconscious level. When we do that, we can then allow that to be released, allow that to be in the hands of the all, the mind, the creator, God, our angels, your guides, however you want to think of it, in different ways, right? And then our worries seem to lighten, our burdens seem to be lifted, and then we start to see the magic again. We begin to feel the stillness of the energy, the love, the little glimmers, the little glitter that surrounds you. Here's this damn motorcycle coming by again. Well, maybe it's going down a different road. The distractions, right? We have distractions. Oh my God, distractions. And that's part of life. And that's, you know what? That's part of the magic, is when you align, when you allow yourself to meditate, to connect, to sit in the power. The mind is still there, your own mind, the thinking, the damn thoughts. They will eventually become quieter and you'll forget they're there. But then they'll start to arise again. And when they do, it's just noticing. And that's how life is as far as the distractions go. So the patience comes in, the practice of the, if you'd like to call it, the self-discipline, the self-rituals. This come in hand because meditation isn't about being perfect or having this perfection. It's about allowing for both to happen simultaneously and to feel into that, to notice that life is happening and also the connection of God is happening. It's simultaneous. It's like the infinity symbol, the ebbs and flows, the in and out, the ocean waves, the cycles, the seasons, the go forth and come back, go forth and come back. So what do you believe as magic, and how do you want that to flow in and out of your life? It is yours to believe in, to use, to utilize, to apply. The one thing about magic that you must understand is that it's not just about the imagination and wishing and hoping and wanting. That is a huge part of the ingredient. Another part is believing and going after it. And then another part is the taking action. So utilizing, applying the universal laws in order to manifest, in order to get the ball rolling, in order for the energy to be stirred, either symbolically or quite literally, the energy to be stirred, to be moved, to be transformed from just a thought into an actual reality for yourself. You may know all of this, but words are part of the magic as well. What are you saying to yourself, my dear? Are these positive things? Are these projections of the past? Are these negative things? Are these the gloom and doom of the world? Or are these the, okay, I can do this. I give myself a moment to be sad, and then I give myself even more moments to live a life that I know that I can make happen. There is always a way. There is always a way. I talked to one of my friends many, many years ago, and I asked her a question. I was having an issue that I was deeply in. And she looked at me and she said, Tabitha, there is always a way. And I will never, ever forget that. And that's how I feel. It may not be the way that you think is the way to go. But if you allow yourself to open up to the possibilities and the opportunities, you may just find that there is another way, and indeed it is still a way. I hope this was helpful. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.